Colossians 1, 21 and 22. And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. How can we, separated from God by wicked works, being enemies, eventually be presented holy and unblameable? We may have been reconciled, but not because we have done anything to make that reconciliation happen ourselves. The he referred to in this verse is obviously Jesus, the one who died in our place and rose again. Faith in him and his reconciling work alone brings us from a place of alienation to acceptance. This is an amazing transformation, and it happens in the life of any person that turns from sin to Christ. We look back on our experience before Christ and are filled with gratitude. This relationship we have with God is a result of grace. It is a gift. We don't deserve it, but we praise God for it. Colossians 1, 21 and 22. And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight.